You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We are live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern, taking your calls, answering your questions, talking about any of the medical headlines. Toll free 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. All right, so looks like some people are taking their health care into their own hands. A Canadian man has actually carried out a fecal transplant on himself to beat an infection that wouldn't go away. Now, we've talked about fecal transplants, right? When we've talked about people having these horrible C. diff infections, these Clostridium difficile infections, where the gut flora has completely gone out of balance, and Clostridium difficile, which is an opportunist infection, overgrows, and these antibiotics just make it worse because they still kill off much of the normal bacteria that is supposed to protect the bowel. So anyway, this gentleman in Nova Scotia, Canada, he wants to be unnamed, right, because he doesn't want people in Canada going, oh, you have other people's feces in you, gave himself an enema containing feces from his cousin to beat a bacterial infection. Usually this is carried out by doctors. Use it to repopulate the gut and help with healthy bacteria. What they do is they usually use a tube. This is in Canada, though. I don't know how they do it here. They use a tube into the patient's stomach to insert around, I guess they collect 30 grams of feces. Then they take it. They blend it with some water. Then they pour it through a coffee filter to leave a watery liquid that probably has the bacteria. I hope they throw out the filter. Whenever, okay, and then I guess this gentleman was turned down for the procedure by his gastroenterologist. So he said he just took it upon himself. He does have C. diff. Obviously, what did he give the cousin for this? Anyway, with feces donated by his cousin, who still had been tested. Oh, good, they did test the cousin, because that would stink. What if his cousin had, E. coli? Anyway. Well, E. coli, a lot of times it is in the stool, but we're talking nasty E. coli. Anyway, I guess his cousin's stool was pristine. The man mixed up a slurry with water, a McFlurry. And then I guess he just inserted it and did it himself. Now he says he feels fine. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea, people. I really don't. You know, you really need to screen it for HIV. When you do these types of things, you just want to make sure you're not getting, you know, other people. I don't know. You know, nothing. I'm kind of a little confused about what's going on in Southern Nevada and Vegas. They have a company now that goes to your hotel room and gives you an IV treatment to get you over your hangover. Now, we've talked about banana bags before on the show. We've talked about hangover cures. And that was always a fun one. We asked, what is your favorite hangover cure? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And, medical school, we used to give patients banana bags. We used to give them to each other. And it's a whole bunch of normal saline, full of B1 vitamin, thiamine, some magnesium. Sometimes you throw a multivitamin in there. And sometimes we'll even throw some dextrose, some sugar in there. And it helps replenish a lot of the fluids that you've lost. Because remember, alcohol dries you out. And so when alcohol dries you out and it makes you urinate, it acts as a diuretic, so it makes you urinate. Then it dries you out, so you get dehydrated, plus the acetaldehyde rises in your system. And it makes you feel toxic the next day. You get headaches, so we flush it out. We give you a solution. And usually the IV drip lasts about 4 hours. Well, in this particular case, they say in an hour they will cure your hangover. Now, you know, yes, I see where there's a market in that. I just don't think people should be administering IVs in people's homes. True, we do have IV nurses that do administer IV and, you know, and do IV therapy. I don't know if they're going to be using medical professionals or not with this company, but I definitely don't want any propofol type stuff happening like Michael Jackson, where, he's having a whole setup at his house. Okay, that's not the most sterile. That's not the most aseptic technique. So we'll see these hangover buses. And it's not just going to be in Vegas. I mean, there's actually, I know a doctor who wants to set up clinics where anybody with a hangover can come in, get their IV fluids, and leave. I mean, it works. The banana bag works. It does. You know, sometimes they'll even give you some anti-inflammatories. I mean, it'll work. It'll get you over your hangover. But, you know, I the best thing to do to avoid a hangover is avoid the alcohol. Okay? That's it. I know everyone's like, oh, you got to have Bloody Mary the next day, or you have to have a fatty meal before you drink. You have to, you know what? Honestly, guys, it's the alcohol, okay? And it's the dehydration. You have to drink. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so now, looks like 100 people have been sickened by salmonella across the U.S. It has now hit 19 states plus the District of Columbia. They didn't know if it was sushi or fish. Right now, they have no idea. 10 people have been hospitalized. We're up to 100 people affected in 19 states. They think 70% of the people, since they had sushi, it could be coming from sushi. But then what about the other 30%? So once a food source is found to be the cause, the CDC will then alert the public on what to do. But right now, they still don't know. And I don't know how many days we're going into this now. Usually, they're a lot quicker. They usually move a little quicker than that. All right. So lots of stuff to talk about. Apparently, cholesterol levels vary with economic times in certain countries. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how they think they can now spot early Alzheimer's with a scan. Kind of cool how they came up with this one. And it looks like America isn't doing too bad when it comes to treating cancer. They found that we are actually having better survival rates than other countries. Of course. Of course. Prevention is key, people. Prevention is key. So I like it when they, you know, these studies kind of say, oh, you know, America ain't doing too bad. Right? Because most of these articles, they make America look stupid. You notice that? Oh, Americans are spending too much on healthcare. Oh, Americans are doing this. Americans are doing that. You know, you're jealous of us. Quit being jealous. All right, guys, call in with your questions and your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.41.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.82.59, $8.41.30 for a half ounce, or $4.20.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.82.59, $8.41.30, and $4.20.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about here. All right, so cancer care costs may be higher in the U.S., more than Europe, but survival is longer. Yeehaw! Drugs.com reports that the United States spends more on healthcare than any other country. We know, but those high costs may be paying off in cancer survival. They live almost 2 years longer than similar patients in Europe, arguing for the dollar value of care given. I think it's even better than that, especially if we catch cancer early. When you look at survival, they say from time of diagnosis to time of death, you have a screened population that has a lot of diagnoses. You're filling that population with people who don't need treatment, and because they're overdiagnosed, they have very long survival. Nah, I don't think you could overdiagnose. That has never made sense to me. You diagnose, it's like, what, you're over-pregnant? You diagnose or you're not diagnosed? What do they mean, you over-diagnose? Don't you want to know what's wrong with the person? Are they trying to say, if you over-diagnose, like let's say you have, oh, Joe, you have heart disease and you have a gallbladder problem. Well, are they saying that's over-diagnosing because you threw in an extra problem? Makes you wonder. Okay, that's not overdiagnosis, it's diagnosing. You diagnose a heart problem and a gallbladder problem, and maybe he has a sleep disorder, and he has high cholesterol, and he has high blood pressure, and he has some gingivitis. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're overdiagnosing him. Well, no, you aren't overdiagnosing, you're giving him his list of problems. Okay, I mean, in medical school, when you're a medical student, you have to be extremely comprehensive. You can't be lazy. You cannot be lazy when you go to medical school, by no means. No means. All right? You have to be extremely comprehensive. And I remember as a medical student, we're like, what? Do we really have to know who he sleeps with? I don't want to ask him who his sexual partner is. You know, because they always want you to find out if the person is gay or if the person is straight. All right? Because if the person's gay, back then would always run an HIV. You know, and you know, it's like, I don't want to, all I want to do is deal with his appendicitis. I don't want to ask him personal questions. He doesn't want to tell me personal questions. Let just us, you know, like, no, it's not, nothing's personal. When you're a doctor, you need to know everything. How else, otherwise you won't figure everything out. You need to look at a patient comprehensively. Okay? That's why I don't understand why, with healthcare reform, the government is going after us doctors saying we're over-diagnosing. Now, this may be, okay, if I could be devil's advocate, this could be over-diagnosing. Okay, you diagnose a person with heart disease, you diagnose a person with colon cancer, you're treating them, and you go, wait a second, you have a paper cut. Nurse, we got a paper cut in here. Nurse, paper cut. Code paper cut. What do we do? Well, one, we need to clean. We need to irrigate the paper cut. Number two, we need to make sure he gets his, I could see, you know, get a surgical consult for the paper cut. That may be overdoing it. But we aren't doing that. The government makes us sound so ridiculous, so stupid. They do. So don't you want a doctor knowing everything and relating it all together? You know, I've talked about with you all how there's a, I don't know if we call it lesser trillet or if there's another type of name for it. I think there's another type of name for it where the moles on your back, especially those big benign ones called seborrheic keratoses, they look like they used to be paint and somebody swirled them. Okay? People that have moles that have dots on their back, and then a few years later, they look smeared like finger paint, may have an internal malignancy. Now, why would it be important to diagnose moles on someone's back? Because if there's this change in the way your moles are presented, that can be something kooky's going on inside you. Oh, Dr. Dahi, again, you guys shouldn't be worried about moles. Really, seborrheic keratoses, you're overdiagnosing. No, you're not. So if a person, you know, only goes for the colonoscopy, let's say, every 15, 20 years of that, doesn't like to do the stool test, and you start to see a weird slurring of their moles on their back, that could be an issue. You know, same thing with the ear. We talk about earlobe creases. I have a picture on my Facebook page if you guys want to look at it, but if you have a diagonal crease in your earlobe, or your friend does, or brother, or spouse, or whatever, that could be a sign of heart disease or high cholesterol. And yes, we're going to look at the earlobe, okay? We're going to look at clues, okay? We're not God. We cannot, we shouldn't try to be, all right? We can't tell 1,000% what's going on with you. All right, we're only given what we're given. We have to look, we have to see, we have to smell, we have to hear it. In the olden days, we used to taste urine. It would taste. Okay, I mean, we'd have to use our senses. That's what we had to do. Right, and then if that didn't work, we used tests. We used tests. All right, but this over-diagnosing is making us in the medical field look absolutely ridiculous. And it's our job to know everything. Okay, we need to know who your sexual partners are, we need to, because if we're trying to figure out that this rash is actually syphilis, then yes, the sexual partners may come in handy. I told you about the gentleman. He was my kid's principal, one of my kid's principals, and he had a weird mark on his leg. African-American gentleman, gay. Sweeter than sweet. And he goes, Dahlia, you got to look at this. And he lifts up his pants leg. And I mean, the thing is black and it's round and it's kind of fuzzy edged. And he's like, I must have gotten bit by a spider. And I go, who? That's ugly. He's like, I know. I go, you got to biopsy. He's like, my doctor did biopsy it. He said it was inconclusive. I go, do you want me to do another biopsy? He's like, yeah, please do another biopsy. Now I do another biopsy of that spot on his leg. Now again, he's a friend of mine. He's, you know, works with my kid's school. I didn't get into the sexual history. I didn't know he was gay. I mean, we later knew, but I didn't get into it. You know, with them, I'm just going to do what he wants. Okay? So I do the biopsy, and it comes back inconclusive. And I'm like, you know what? Something's up here. All right? You need to go to a dermatologist, but a dermatologist that has worked with black people. Because many of us, when we got our dermatology training, we worked with a lot of white people. And so we learned how skin can look with variations in color. But we did, and I told him, I didn't get enough training. And I know if this was on a white person, I would be able to, by the look, get an idea. I just had that feeling. So I sent it to my dermatologist, who's black, and I love him. He's my dermatologist, has been mine for years, and I trained under him. Well, he took a look at him and did a third biopsy. Third biopsy, still inconclusive. Well, he didn't want to quit, and I'm glad he didn't. I didn't want to quit either. I just knew something was up, and I couldn't figure it out. All right, so the dermatologist took a fourth biopsy, and it came back Kaposi's sarcoma. Now, Kaposi's sarcoma is a very rare type of skin cancer found in men affected with HIV and with AIDS. If that lesion was on somebody of lighter skin, it would have been a pinkish purple. And it would have had a look that would have smacked me in the face. Because I did a lot of HIV medicine at UCLA when I did infectious disease. And so luckily the dermatologist kept taking chunks of it and kept biopsying. I mean, at that point with me being a family doc, after the second biopsy, I'm like, you guys are the dermatologist. Okay, we got to figure this out. Right? And so the dermatologist is the one that wouldn't stop, and he got the biopsy, figured out it was Kaposi's sarcoma, ran an HIV on our friend. He was HIV positive. The gentleman actually ended up dying within 6 months. Now you see why you need to know the whole story. Okay, and I think a doctor should also, you know, tell their limitations. All right? If I can't recognize things on darker-skinned individuals, then I need to say that and get some help, which I did. And it's a shame, because if he was lighter, I would have probably seen that it was Kaposi's sarcoma. That's a shame, because it really has, you can't miss it. You know, but again, he was, you know, the lesion was very, very dark. So, you know, you don't give up, you don't quit, but nothing in that line of care was overdiagnosing. We didn't ask too much. We didn't do. Somebody could say, gosh, you did four biopsies on the same lesion between you, the first doctor, and the dermatologist. Well, you want to know what? Good. Because the fourth biopsy finally told us what was going on. Now, people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know what part to biopsy? If you have a big lesion that's about 4 or 5 centimeters, where do you biopsy? I like to biopsy either the center or the newest part. Sometimes the newest, freshest part may have the most mitotic activity of the cells, so I like to then biopsy that. And that usually will give us a lot more juicy information. So that's where we go from there. All right, guys, when we come back, a scan that could pick up Alzheimer's. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, saying goodbye to Mike Wallace, CBS correspondent and journalist that many of us grew up with, died at age 93. I think it's wonderful that our life expectancy is going up. I mean, and you know, was it Andy Rooney that died at age 93? You know, we're really seeing some longevity, especially with our men. And so Mike Wallace may rest in peace, but if we could look at any silver lining to these journalists passing, they're definitely living longer. And it's kind of nice to see, nice to see that we're having some longevity. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what tries to crimp our longevity is Alzheimer's. Now, Eli Lilly and Company, all right, is very excited about this much-anticipated test that detects the presence of proteins in the brain that actually are the foundation of Alzheimer's. Okay, and we've talked about the beta proteins, the tau proteins, the amyloid, etc. They say this tool could enable doctors to detect Alzheimer's earlier and more accurately in patients at the earliest sign of memory problems. Okay, so the test uses a chemical called fluorbetapyr, known as brand name Amyvid, which is a radioactive agent that tags clumps of the amyloid. Remember, the sticky amyloid is what builds up in the brain and starts to destroy cells around it. So what they did is they came up with a radioactive agent that will only stick to that. The chemical costs about $1,600 per dose. Woo! Ooh, that's kind of expensive. $1,600 per dose. Then it's detected using a PET scan, which is a brain imaging technique, positron emission tomography. We use PET scans many times to look for cancer. Now, for patients who already have some symptoms of cognitive decline, a positive scan suggests that moderate to frequent amyloid plaques are present in the brain. If the scan is negative, indicating no clumps of amyloid, that gives the clinician a clue that probably it's not Alzheimer's. So basically, what this is supposed to do is if you have somebody with dementia, you scan them. Okay? Scan them. And the scan, I mean, of course, $1,600 a pop. Woo! All right, well, in theory, you scan them, and if there's amyloid clumps that's tagged, you're like, okay, probably the dementia started because of that. If not, then if the dementia doesn't have amyloid, then could be other causes. Now, here's the thing. I wish they could come up with something that would be picked up on MRI, because if you think about it, if the average person has dementia, okay, they're going to get a head scan anyway. You're going to be scanned. We usually don't PET scan people, okay? But they're going to get a head scan. So if you're going to get a head scan anyway, you know, I wish it wasn't $1,600 a pop, but, you know, I would probably say, you know, if this thing doesn't fly because healthcare and Obamacare doesn't want to pay for it, then what they need to do is when you get your routine scan, assuming we're going to be allowed to get our scan, boom, have something that could be done at the same time. The only problem is radioactive imaging is only really picked up on the PET scan and probably won't be picked up on MRI. But that would probably be my next step. If I was a company, I would say, okay, look, just in case this is too expensive, you know, already patients are getting the scan anyway. So then it looks like we're shaving off the cost. Okay, so may make some sense. Interesting stuff. Okay, so we'll see. You know, little things coming around the bend. We're going to keep our eyes out, looking pretty cool, looking pretty cool. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Cholesterol levels vary widely by country. Yes, they do. They say people's average cholesterol levels seem to rise and fall along with their country's economies and ease of access to quality health care. All right, well, that kind of makes sense. Researchers looked at thousands of patients with a history of high cholesterol in 36 countries, including the U.S., the analysis revealed that countries with higher overall income levels, lower out-of-pocket health costs, and high-performing and efficient health systems tend to have lower rates of high cholesterol among people who had a history of high cholesterol. So basically, lower out-of-pocket health costs, higher income levels, efficient systems have less cholesterol. I get that. Okay. For patients with no history of high cholesterol, there was no association between the country's economy and the healthcare system. Well, of course. I mean, if you got it, you got it. We've talked about that. If you've got it, you've got it. That's right. Okay? So they say rates of total high cholesterol varied from 73% of the population in Bulgaria to 24% of the people in Finland. They say rates of elevated cholesterol levels in patients were really high in Eastern European countries like Bulgaria, Lithuania, Romania, Ukraine, Hungary, and Russia. These countries also were low in terms of their economies and health systems. Well, of course, if people can't get screened, if they don't take the medication, of course. All right, I mean, this isn't anything new here. All right, the United States rate of people with high cholesterol was similar to that of other developed countries, Australia, Canada, Finland, Israel, the UK. Maybe it's also diet, people. But the U.S. spending on healthcare was considerably higher. I know, we keep hearing this. I know, America spends so much money. Got it. So we need to find a fine line between not spending too much money. But honestly, you see, the reason why also I think we spend a lot of money is because we really have very inconsistent follow-up. You know, like today, I love this patient. He's actually a friend of a friend, good guy, sweetheart. But no, he just decided to go off all his medicines. Just quit his medicines a couple years ago. That's it. So now I got to start back from scratch. So I got to start doing I have to do the panel, got to make sure the liver's good. Then we got to start him on a medicine. Then we got to titrate up. And then we have to, and whereas it would have been cheaper to just leave him on what he was on and doing the every 3 to 6 month monitoring. So, you know, one argument is yes, we could be doing it halfway. Also, look at how our healthcare is relying upon our employment. So if somebody loses their job, right? You lose your job, then you lose your health insurance. And if you can't find a job for another year, not that that's what happened in this particular case, he just wanted to go off his medicine. I know. But you lose a job, you don't get another job for another year, well then, So if you're having inconsistent halfway type of medicine done on you, it's going to be more costly, right? That's another reason why Washington really wants everybody on electronic medical records. People go to one doctor, then they go to another doctor. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone's texting me. No texting during the show. Call in. You could call in. And it's probably my mother. Oh, Dolly, you haven't called your sister. I don't want to talk to my mom right now. I love my mom, but I don't want to talk to her. All right, so anyway, so you have one patient go to one doctor. Then they decide to go to another doctor. Then they decide to, you know, move across the country. And the same test gets ordered time and time again. There's no consistency. Okay? We call it halfway medicine. Well, they actually call it something else, but I can't say it on air. So halfway medicine, I think, is costing us a lot of money. You know, you have one doctor say, well, you need a colonoscopy every 10 years. Another doctor says you need it every 5 years. All right? Well, you need to do stool tests in between. Well, you don't. Okay? Then somebody starts to have rectal bleeding. Like, forget it. You're just getting the scope. Well, if they might have, you know, there's so much inconsistencies. So, yes, there's ways to save money. Absolutely. Yes, there's ways to save money. And we just haven't identified that yet, and we haven't jumped on that yet. So, all right. Okay, so let's see here. Now, they say minorities and Medicare recipients are less likely to get antidepressants. Hispanics and blacks, they say, are less likely to be prescribed antidepressants than whites. And Medicare and Medicaid patients are less likely to receive the drugs. So, again, here you go. Okay, it's going to be more expensive to treat somebody who's truly, truly depressed and in major depression than treating them from the get-go. University of Michigan School of Public Health researchers looked at data and found that whites were 1.5 times more likely to receive antidepressants than blacks or Hispanics with major depression. That doesn't make sense, but again, access. The study also found that Medicare and Medicaid patients were 31% and 38% less likely to be prescribed antidepressants than privately insured patients. Again, access. It's all about access. If the medicines the doctor wants to prescribe aren't allowed and won't get paid for, the doctor's probably not going to prescribe them. Which stinks, because I'm starting to see the doctor prescribes less. The doctor may not even address the situation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I gotta tell you, this cough. Oh, man, I hate that. I keep asking my patients, are you coughing? Are you? How's the allergy coming up? If I'm making you cough, it's in, then here I am. Dr. Dahlia, what causes corns? Okay. Well, corns, you mean kind of those little extra gross on the... Make sure they're corns. You got corns, which are like thick calluses. You want to make sure you're not confusing a corn with a wart. Okay, because warts spread. I don't want you picking at them, but a lot of people will pick at their corns, pick at their calluses, and then all of a sudden they start getting warts on their fingers. All right? I think a lot of it is bad shoes and bad footwear. You know, like when I used to wear high heels, the toes would always squish together. You know, the shoe wasn't a good shoe if it didn't make you hurt when you walked. And I got tired of it. Now, luckily, they have sandals, and, you know, luckily now we can wear more comfortable shoes, but I think you got to really be careful, because if your shoes are too tight and they squeeze the feet, how your skin reacts is it grows the extra skin, okay? Also, you don't want to wear shoes that are too big, because then you're going to keep sliding your foot back and forth, and you're going to try to dig your foot in, either your heel or your toes. So, yeah, you got to be careful. All right. You know, sometimes we have hammer toes or claw toes, or real bad bunions, and those things will also do that too. But it's really mechanical. So if you have some sort of a rubbing, like let's say leather, and there's like a little stitch in there, or there is a, I don't know, like a little piece or a rivet or something, that could do it. So you really need to look at your shoes. But, you know, we forget about our feet. I think we really, really underestimate what's going on with our feet. And you need to have those evaluated, because bad feet lead to bad ankles lead to bad knees lead to bad hips lead to bad back. It's all, that's where they came up with the knee bone connected to the thigh bone song, right? Yeah, right, is that the song? Knee bone connected to the thigh bone, right? No, that's not the song. All right. Okay, good. So how's everybody holding up? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Interesting. We were talking about earlier this evening how women seem to be having more orgasms that are fake than women who are actually having real climaxes. We talked about that. We talked about why. We talked about how many women just don't, or they just can't, or they're unable to, and they're too embarrassed to bring that up, so they lie, and they fake a climax, and a lot of them are so deep into the relationship that they can't talk about it. So we kind of brought up some ideas. I don't want to rehash all that, because it was kind of a very, very interesting topic, and you could pick that up on our archives. If you ever miss any show on the Dr. Dolly Show, one, you could go to our website and go to the on-demand button. Two, you can also go to our website and hook up to GCN Live to get archives and to get podcasts. Also, GCN Live now does have a iPhone app. Yeah, and you could download that, and that'll allow you to listen on-demand anytime to anybody that you like. We got some great hosts at GCN, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. All right, also in the news today, they were talking about how there is a little bit of an epidemic in Albuquerque, where people are making a toxic cocktail of mouthwash and hand sanitizer. Now, the Albuquerque Police Department is linking at least two deaths already. February 21st, a woman was found dead at 5th Street and Marquette Avenue in downtown Albuquerque. The exact cause of death remains under investigation, but two bottles of mouthwash were found at the scene. Okay, again, mouthwash can have alcohol. Hand sanitizer has alcohol. March 20th, nearby, a Kennard chief, 42 years old, was found dead at a bloody scene on, I guess, 500 block of Roma Avenue Northwest. All right, there are suspects, could be murder charges, but they said that the three of them had been doing mouthwash and hand sanitizer shots that day. All of the men are believed to be homeless. So you see, it's a cheaper form of alcohol, and it's a very potent form of alcohol. I guess they say that like a hand sanitizer shot is equal to 5 shots. It's a lot of alcohol. During the annual survey of the homeless population in Albuquerque, officers noticed a lot of empty bottles of mouthwash and hand sanitizer. They say the products are available 24 hours a day and not controlled like alcohol, which are sold during limited hours and by law can't be sold to someone who's already intoxicated. Now, of course, alcohol is kept behind glass, so it's cheaper. Here we go. 1 8-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer with 63% alcohol content is equivalent to 5 shots of hard liquor. They say many sanitizers even have fragrance and flavoring. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course, health effects from that could be death. If you don't die, you could have diarrhea, memory loss, blindness, irreversible organ damage. You know, kids are doing it too. It's not just homeless people. Kids are doing it too. All right, what else is going on? Okay, so more and more hospitals are being pressured to stop giving moms on their way out the free formula. Okay, remember when you guys had a baby, you got this little tiny little, I don't know if it was like a little, not nappy sack. What do we call this little knapsack? Little, I forget. But anyway, it was a little thing, and they would put free formula in there. I loved it. You know, anything free, because again, I just had a baby. I'm hemorrhaging. I really don't want to have to go to the store. Anyway, in a letter to 2,600 hospitals, dozens of consumer and health organizations called on facilities to stop distributing free samples of formula that they say entangles healthcare providers in pharmaceutical and food manufacturers' marketing and could be seen as an endorsement. They say giving formula to new parents discourages some new mothers from breastfeeding. No, it doesn't. When I gave birth, my kid was in distress. Okay? He was starving because my placenta had not passed all the nutrients that it should have. I had placental insufficiency with both kids. And so those kids, waiting for my milk to come in, they were starving. So we gave them formula. And I don't think it hurts to give mom or dad an idea of something that's good. Okay, who cares if there's marketing? If they're giving something free to a woman who just gave birth whose milk hasn't come in, don't you think that's a nice thing? Really? They're all worried about, you know, conflicts of interest. And you know, look, we know I'm a huge fan of breastfeeding, hands down. You're right. You don't want somebody to start formula feed if they could breastfeed. However, many women like to do both, breastfeed and formula feed. Many women can't, their milk doesn't come in. If that's the case, you're going to have a very confused first-time mom not knowing what to do. And no offense to dads, but, you know, in our case, dad really didn't know which formula to buy. Now, luckily, I expected something could happen with breastfeeding because the women in my family were horrible when it came to breast milk. We never had enough. So I decided before I went into labor, the week or two before, to at least stock the cupboard with something. Otherwise, my husband would have been stuck. Or what I would have done is the free formula that we got in our little cubby sack or whatever, I would have said, get that. Run to the store and get that, which I think I did. Because I didn't realize that we couldn't breastfeed the kid. It was hard. I mean, we got a little bit in. We did as much as we could for 6 weeks, but it wasn't enough to feed him. And so who cares if a company or a pharmaceutical company or whatever gives freebies? Let them give out the freebies. Why not? You know, I mean, many people that have had kids are financially strapped. Any extra formula will help. And again, it's nice to try a formula and see if it works for the women that can't breastfeed. Of course, you want them to be able to breastfeed. But really, if a woman wants to breastfeed and you give her a free sample of formula, you really think she's going to stop breastfeeding just to do the formula? Really? Really? No, she's not. Okay, if a woman wants to breastfeed, she'll breastfeed. And it's our responsibility as doctors to educate them. But don't stop the freebies. All right, guys, great show tonight. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you can, tune in to Fox 5 Local. I'll be on at 6:45 in the morning talking about some of the medical highlights. But don't worry if you miss it. I'll talk about it on air later that night. All right, guys, have a great night. Follow me on Twitter.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.